الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن الذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I have recited in front of you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the people who got iman not to make the mistakes of the people before the Muslims, that means the Yahudis and the Nasara, how they went against the teachings of the Nabis of that time and set aside the books that Allah Ta'ala revealed to them. And this, their condition was for a very, very long time, that it became difficult for them to even thereafter accept the religion, that today most of them are kuffars. The meaning of that ayat which I have recited, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, has a time not yet come for those who got iman? Has a time not yet come for those who got iman? أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to bow down towards the remembrance of Allah, to bow down towards the advices of Allah Ta'ala, to bow down towards the deen that Allah Ta'ala has given with haqq. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ, and do not become like the people of the books that before you. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, for a very, very long time they began to follow the passions and desires. They set aside and showed disrespect to the Nabis of that time. And this for a very, very long time doing it. فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, because of the very long period of time they went against the law of Allah and showed so much of disrespect to the Nabis of that time, that the heart became completely so hard to accept the truth, that today most of them, أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, the wrongdoers. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to those who are the wrongdoers, those who are committing sins. As far as those who are not committing sins and trying the level best to keep away from all kinds of sins, they are fortunate that they are at least trying to bow down their heart toward the command of Allah. At least they have bowed down toward the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And side by side, they are also respecting the book that Allah Ta'ala has seen. But those, the believers, the sinners, regarding them, Allah Ta'ala is saying, do not do that, what you are doing. He's a reminder to everyone. And a true Muslim is who? A true mu'min is he that who follows Allah Ta'ala completely. He bowed down to every command of Allah. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, various places show us who are the true mu'mins. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُوا اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. Various places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions about a true mu'min. Who's a true mu'min? A true mu'min is إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرُوا اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The moment he's been reminded of the command of Allah, The moment is reminded of the advices of Allah Ta'ala, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, even the recited Quran is being recited in front of him. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, his heart begins to shiver in fear. The fear come into his heart to that extent. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, the fear come into him, that am I really following Allah's command or not? I'm supposed to follow the command of Allah Ta'ala. The fear comes into him. And when he sees his heart of heart, he's following Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ زَادَتُمْ إِمَانًا, and the Quran, when it's been recited in front of him, his iman becomes fresh and stronger and stronger. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and he has total trust in Allah Ta'ala. Total trust in Allah Ta'ala is very important. Why this is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ? يَتَوَكَّلُونَ means to trust Allah Ta'ala in Rabb. Who is Rabb? Your cherisher, your provider, your sustainer. In other words, you should have total trust in Allah Ta'ala in every way. You use the correct means to do whatever you want. You must not use the wrong means. Use the correct means. When it comes to business, you use the correct means to do it. Use it the halal way, the correct way. But the means you can use, but the trust must be in Allah. You cannot trust yourself, you trust the one that's given you this thing. A person uses the correct means to study. He uses all kinds of means to use the right way. But when he's doing the work, the trust must be in Allah Ta'ala, not upon himself. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُ. So in every way a person, in his business too, he works very, very hard the correct way. He uses the right method and the correct method Allah Ta'ala has shown us. Those methods, he uses those things. But he's trusting Allah. He trusts in Allah Ta'ala. He does not want, he wants it according to what he wants. He's what according to Allah Ta'ala. There must be no such thing in a mu'min in his heart, but that I want it this way. It's only I want Allah's way. Certain time people once, I'm working so hard. I'm doing so much of good things. I'm not getting anything. This I'm not getting anything is losing the trust in Allah. A person wants a certain status in life. He wants that status and nothing else. And he works very hard towards getting that status too. And he does not get the status. He should say that is the trust in Allah. That's a decision of Allah. In other words, you have to have total trust in Allah Ta'ala. You look after your child the correct way. You bring him up in the correct way. You give him the best of in the thing of the correct way. But your trust was in Allah Ta'ala. Your family, you bring them up the correct way. Give them the right things what they are supposed to be given. Do not give him the wrong things. And then you expect him to do right. Let them do the correct thing by giving them. Your duty is you will be answerable to Allah. If you got this in your heart, answer Allah Ta'ala. Then you will try your level best to make sure that you give it the correct way, that you will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala's madad will come unto you too, an assistant will come unto you. And the matter will become very easy for you too. So in every way of our life, whatever we are doing, whatever profession we may be in, whether of family life, social life, business life, every life, we do it the correct way, the means must be correct. But the trust must be وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Trust must be in Allah Ta'ala. When a person begins to have trust in Allah Ta'ala, then he does not have any kind of depression. He does not go and get any kind of sorrow and grief in him. Because he says, I have left it to the best of the best. When you're getting a case come in front of you, give the best lawyer. And you know that that lawyer or that attorney is so good that he never lost a case. What do you do after that? You just give your case and you carry on. Khalas. So that the lawyers of the lawyer, the greatest of the greatest, is Allah Ta'ala. And if you have left him upon him to do all your duties, as long as you keep him happy. The most important thing is when you have to keep Allah Ta'ala happy. How to keep Allah happy? Every Nabi that came in this world gave us one message. How to keep Allah happy. How to keep Allah happy. So if you keep the trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will provide you. If not today, tomorrow. But for sure He'll provide you. Everything has needs sabr and shukr. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. So this is one of the qualities a mu'min has in him. He does not get depressed when he goes through any difficulties. He knows Allah Ta'ala is. And we all know the difficulties Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam underwent. No one underwent that. No one in this world, but look how he had so much of trust in Allah. And at that occasion, Allah Ta'ala did not let him down. If Allah Ta'ala did not let him down, then his ummah also will not let that person. But it's our duty to follow him. Thereafter say the mu'min's quality, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. He establishes salah. He establishes salah. Not when you're going through some difficulties and hardships. At that time you just come to the masjid and make Allah, Allah. And the time when Allah Ta'ala fulfills your requirements, you leave Allah Ta'ala. That's not that. In a hadith it mentioned a person in his good days, in his most wonderful days when he begin to think of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala would think, look at him, remember him in his bad days. If he remembers Allah in his good days, because to remember Allah Ta'ala in good days is very difficult, because when your business is flourishing, everything of yours is flourishing, at that time you forget Allah Ta'ala. You forget Allah Ta'ala. At that time when the muazzin say, Ahayya ala salah, at that time you are so engrossed in your business to that extent, you forget the Hayya ala salah. That's why Allah Ta'ala used the word Hayya ala falah also. Because in salah you won't get any remembrance. But Allah says success is only in salah. To make it more important, Hayya ala falah. To show that my success is not my business, my success is going to Allah Ta'ala. So الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala that which we give. Look at the word Allah Ta'ala says. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. You're spending that which we are giving you to spend. Allah Ta'ala is reminding you that whatever you got by you is not yours. Nothing of is yours. What you're spending is neutral. You cannot have pride to spend too. But you say, oh Allah, I thank you to be spent. If a person comes to ask you for zakat, you have to kiss his forehead. Not that he must kiss your forehead. Because when he came and asked you for zakat, you must give, ya Allah, he has taken, at least my farz has been taken out. He fulfilled my. Today is vice versa. We're supposed to thank him. We're supposed to thank him. Because in the hadith is mentioned, a time going to come. When there will be no one to collect your zakat, then what will be your position? What will this? You have to bury the zakat at the time. Somehow you have to get rid of the zakat. So at that occasion too, when a person comes and asks you a true, I'm not talking of professionals, I'm talking of those who are really in need. If they come to you, you're lucky they come to you, because they don't come to you. Sri Saqati Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great saint. He was a sheikh of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah. You know, Sirri Saqati Rahmatullah Ali, Saqat means, you know, small pieces of things you find on the floor. He should pick up that from the market and pick up and wash that thing and eat that thing. Never lift his hand in front of anyone beside Allah. He never lift his hand. Sometimes it is your force to lift up your hands. When it comes to a certain time, like Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, one day, you know, he was coming out of the Juma Masjid, and he saw a young lad, strong, wearing white clothing, beautiful clothing, and looked at him. For a moment, it crossed his heart. He didn't say this to anyone. He crossed his heart. A young lad, well-dressed, and he's begging. He just crossed his heart, but he walked away. They don't think bad of anyone. But what happens? That thought came into his heart, and Allah Ta'ala warned him. The more near and dear you become to Allah Ta'ala, and if you want to become in a special list, that every small mistake you make, you'll be taken to task. You'll be taken to task. Jay Baghdadi Rahmatullah sees a dream. And he sees a dream that he's been given human flesh to eat. He said, this is haram. He said, if this is haram, what you did in the course of the day is not haram. So what did I do? You saw that beggar and crossed your heart. He said, I just crossed my heart. I didn't say it to anyone. Oh, so cross your heart is not a sin. Now when he saw this dream, he got up. Not like you and I, if we have to see a dream like that, we say, okay, next time we'll ask for forgiveness, tawbah and khalas. But here he got up and went to search for that person. Where is that person can ask him for forgiveness? However, when he went to ask him for forgiveness, he saw him at the seashore sitting down relaxing. And the moment he went towards him, then he looked at him and says, oh Junaid, khab dekar maafi mangne ke liye aaya. You looked at a dream and he came to ask me for forgiveness. You saw it. He was someone too. He was. Then he said to him, oh Junaid, for 3 days I had no food. Not that I was looking for work. Look for everything. Nothing happened. I couldn't get anything. And while I was going to the mosque to reach Jummah Salah, someone gave me this new clothing to wear. I wore this new clothing. So, when you become close to Allah Ta'ala, and you have trust for Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala becomes yours. So if someone has to come and ask you for something, especially when it comes to charity or something, you know he's deserving, give him 2 hands and thank him. Not that he must thank you. Today we wait for thanks. Like many a time I tell a person, you're giving certain things to a madrasa, the madrasa mustn't thank you, you must thank the madrasa. Nowadays the people say, you know, you must give a letter of thanks, you know, because we send some money to the madrasa, they must thank us for us. Wow. Your reward is increased here, and you must thank him or he must thank you. So, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala reminds us that bear in mind that whatever you are spending is from me, not from yours. So remember, spend it how I want you to spend, not how you want to spend. Many people will say today, they'll keep away from all kinds of sins, but when it comes to extravagance, they don't worry. They don't worry. They feel that the one person says, it's my money. The moment he says, it's my money, khalas. No one is free here. No one is free to do whatever he wants to do. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. You are tied up here. You're not free to do whatever you want to do. You're on duty 24 hours. You're on duty 24 hours. With Allah Ta'ala, you're on duty 24 hours. You know, there was a buzuk, he sat in the first class on the flight. And he was going somewhere. In first class, everything is free there. You paid for it, but it's free. So it so happened, the hostess came and said, have a brine, have a wine. No, can't drink. Oh, have it. So he said, give it to the pilot. So the host said, he's on duty. He's on duty. So, well, I'm duty 24 hours. If he's on duty, then I'm duty 24 hours. 24 hours we are on duty with Allah Ta'ala. Not a second we are free with Allah. That money that come into us, how you receive that money? The correct way, the wrong way. If you use the wrong way, you must know you are against. So you are in duty 24 hours. That you know when you want to, when a person come and ask you for something, your closest friend come and ask you for to commit a sin. Closest friend who gave you the whole life. And he come to, listen, I need some money for a wrong occasion. And you give it to him, you were on duty, you did something wrong. Your friend will not help you on day of Qiyamah. At that occasion, you can lose your friend, you cannot lose a friend of Allah. This friend is today with you, tomorrow is not with you. So we are not free. We are on duty 24 hours, every moment. Salah on time, everything must be on time. To fulfill everyone's rights. However, when Allah Ta'ala keeps you the condition how you want to keep you, must be happy with that condition. You mustn't ask for the condition that what you want. What is good for you, Allah Ta'ala knows. وَإِنْ تَغْحِبُّوا شَيْءًا وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time you like something too much. You want it that way, no other way. وَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. It's bad for you. You cannot see it. You want to become like that. You want to become like this. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ تُحِبُّوا شَيْءًا فَوَشَرٌ لَكُمْ. وَإِنْ تَكْرَوُوا شَيْءًا فَوَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Many a time you don't want to get married to that girl. But that is good for you. Because the outcome of it, what Allah Ta'ala knows, you do not know. Many a time you don't want certain things, but that is good for you. وَإِن تَكْرَوْا شَيْءٌ فَوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. It reminds me of an incident that Hazrat told us. There was a person in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was a very poor person, very poor. And he asked Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua, ki jasa, make dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me a lot of wealth. Nabi Karim Sam told him, don't you like my condition? Look at me. One day I'm eating, one day I'm not eating. If I desire the mountain of gold to follow me, it will have followed me. If I desire the mountain of gold to follow me, it will have followed me. But I like to live the life this way. One day I eat. However, he went away. He came back again. He insisted, yes, make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give me a lot of wealth. So that I can give the poor to, look after the poor to. You know how we make that same kind of dua to? We'll look after the poor to. We'll give this madrasa to. We'll give that madrasa to. We'll look after this person, we'll look that person. So he told Nabi, because we won't do that. I'll build this mosque and that mosque too. So Nabi Karim said, he's got a good intention. Made dua for him. Now you remember, he was a person who never missed one salah with Nabi Karim. He never missed one sitting with Nabi Karim. Every salah with Nabi Karim. Every sitting when he was free, he should sit in the company of Rasulullah. Now Nabi Karim made dua. If Rasulullah has made dua, then we must know what his condition will be. He became very rich. When he became very rich, then only he should read two namaz with Nabi Karim. First of all, the companionship of Nabi was gone. Second, the salah, five salah is gone, only two salah. Salah was asr, was zuhur, asr. The zuhur salah, just imagine to miss one salah with Nabi Karim, so what it is. Just one sitting. However, as time went by, he became even more richer. So rich that it became difficult for him to stay in Madinatul Munawwarah. So now he had to go away out to Madina Sharif. And once Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was giving khutbah. And there he said, where is the so and so? One sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah. He is so busy in the world, he got no time at all. You know what he should do? There was no Jummah for him there. He shouldn't come for Jummah also. And he should do this, that any sahabi after Jummah comes pass by, he should ask him, what was Jummah all about? Tell me, what is Jummah all about? So if someone had to ask him, he will be able to tell them what's Jummah all about. We get those kind of people nowadays too. But this morning I was so surprised. When I was walking, just driving past, I saw a Muslim smoking. It's so shocking to me. It was shocking to me. What must tell him? Openly. So he had this habit of asking, you know, what was Jummah all about, so they didn't know about it. So this sahabi said, Nabi, Allah Ta'ala sent down the ayat, khud min amwalim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum, zakat. Zakat became first. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the sahabas to different people to ask for zakat. They went to him too. When the two sahabas went to him, you know what he said? He said, this is tax, this is zulum. He forgot who made dua for him. He forgot all those things. He acted in the sahaba that this is tax, this is zulm, this is. He did not achieve anything. He didn't know. If you knew your reality, you have given straight away that who he was and where he got this from and who made dua for him. He did not. He did not give the zakat. He said, in fact, he told, he said, it's zulm, it's tax. They went and reported to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that hurt Nabi too much. It hurt him to that extent. That Allah Ta'ala, one thing, if you hurt Nabi Karim, you hurt Allah Ta'ala. Any person hurts Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hurting Allah Ta'ala. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard that answer, he was so hurt that ayat came, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهِ لَيْنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. That amongst you, you find people who take a pledge with Allah. لَيْنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, through your grace, when you give me wealth, through your grace, you give me wealth, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. For sure we will go for you, sure. We will give charity, and for sure we'll become from among those of the pious ones. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, by the time when Allah Ta'ala gives them all what they are desired for, gave them everything what they desired for, بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوْا, they began to mize. Bukhul began to mize. بَخِلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوْا عَنُّ مُعْرِضُونَ, and they went against their own words and promises. And remember, the Quran has been revealed for every nation, for right till the day of Qiyamah. We must look into our intentions too. فَعَقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا. Allahu Akbar. If you only look in the Quran, look into that ayat. فَعَقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا. Sit in the company of an alim and listen to him what he says there. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ nifaq. Allah Ta'ala will put into the heart. Nifaq means taking away the iman. إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ, right till the day of Qiyamah. Not 1 month, not 2 days, not 3 days. Right till the day of Qiyamah. إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَوْنَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهِ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. بِمَا أَخْلَفُ اللَّهِ. This taking away iman is because they went against the law of Allah. مَا وَعَدُوهُ, and the promises they made with Allah Ta'ala. وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, and became among those who are liars. When this ayat came down, and this person came to know about it, he came running to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, take my zakat. Now he's crying to him, take the zakat. Well, he told him straight, the ayat has been already revealed. The command from Allah has been revealed. Now I cannot accept your zakat. He was a person who stayed in the company of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did not miss one salah. He was not prepared to accept the decision of Allah, of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that stay in the condition where Allah Ta'ala keeps you. Many people want to become very rich. Allah knows why not. Many people want to become very strong, healthy. Allah knows why. The possibility we become very strong and healthy, you commit all kinds of sins. Allah is one buzruk, you know, when I met him, he passed through, Allah must give him jannat. Very great buzruk, but very sickly he was. He says to me, you know, Allah Ta'ala, has kept me in this condition because he wants to save me from all kinds of sins. So when Allah Ta'ala does not make you very rich, you must say, Alhamdulillah. The possibility is very rich, you can commit all kinds of sins. So just imagine this person. Now he begs Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did not accept that. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala's time, he began to cry, beg and all. He said, Nabi Karim did not accept. How is it possible for me to accept? What kind of life that was might be? What he must be going through with all that he had in mind? With all the wealth he had, all that. And then in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he begged Hazrat Umar, he said, my two friends did not accept, how can I accept it? And he passed in time of Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, he passed. But look what a life. He lost his greatest thing, iman. The companionship of Nabi Karim, he lost everything. So, الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. You spend in which one? Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you this. Now let's reflect into the ayah that I recited in the beginning. أَلَمْ يَأْلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنْ تَخْشَعُ. Look into our lives now and look into the lives of the Yahudis and the Christians and the Yahudis, how they led the life. They have set aside the book of that time. We are also setting aside the book of Quran. They have said they showed disrespect to the Nabis of that time. We are showing disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Earlier I said a true mu'min is that mu'min who completely put perfection. He bowed down to every command of Allah. We are the reflection of the Yahudis and the Nasaras. Allah Ta'ala mentioned the Quran that do not become like them, because why? When a person continuously committing a sin all the time, it becomes a habit. To that extent, the good becomes bad, the bad becomes good. Everything looks bad, become look good. And the bad becomes? In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person when he commits a guna, one spot is made, a black spot is made in his heart. He makes tawbah, Allah removes the thing. But when he continuously making guna all the time, that spot is being increased all the time, increased all the time. To that extent, it does not have the capability of thereafter accepting the truth. فَطَوْلَ عَلِيهِمُ الْأُمُرُ Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, فَطَوْلَ عَلِيهِمُ الْأُمُرُ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ فَطَوْلَ عَلِيهِمُ For a very long period of time, they continued whatever they were told not to do, they continued. The Nabis reminded them about them, do not do these things. They didn't show no importance to it at all. In fact, they mocked at the Nabis at the time, like how we today, we mock in the manner of our actions. We may not say with our tongues. If Shaitan did not want one sajda, he was, became the fuel of Jahannam. How many sajdas we are missing? And we feel nothing about it. We do not have the value of this thing. How many sajdas we are missing? So when continuously a person begins to commit sins, then it becomes habit of him. Then it becomes very difficult for it to say. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this month of Ramadan. There's a reason for everything. But if we do not appreciate this, then what will we do? This month of Ramadan is given specially for us to discipline ourselves. That the whole year you have been feeding your bodies with all kinds of nourishments. Now at least the month of Ramadan, feed your soul to that extent with all kinds of nourishment of making the zikr of Allah, making the Quran tilawat of Allah, keeping away from all kinds of sins, and all the time keeping the wet, his tongue of remembering Allah Ta'ala continuously, and look at Allah Ta'ala in infinite mercy, has actually changed the rebellious shayateen to make it easy for this task. And the more you do it in this month, the more you purify yourself in this month, then you see inshallah, with the barakat of this month, for the next 11 months, with the barakat of this month, as long as you do for the sake of Allah. Your intention only Allah knows. It mustn't be that the mosques are full in the month of Ramadan, and after that when the Ramadan goes away, you go back to the square. My Hazrat used to always say, you know, you talk sometimes, but you listen to certain people, they come to listen to the talks. When they go out, they do like this. In other talks are gone there now. We just came for a few minutes, we spoke, and we're gone, khalas. It mustn't be like that. Talks will carry on, of intention. Make intention, go Allah, we want to become more nearer to you, more dearer to you. Allah Ta'ala does not turn away from us, we turn away from Allah Ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan, become, the Quran must become your sheet. The Quran must become your sheet. Alhamdulillah, sometimes I hear from certain women, I don't know men folks, women who are busy in the house to reading 15 paras a day. So much engrossed. And a woman especially, she must be always engrossed in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, because one great sin is committed in the month of Ramadan is called ghibat. Ghibat is a sin that, remember, al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. Ghibat is like, is not hukukullah, hukukul-ibad. And so why must you spoil your month of Ramadan with the sin of ghibat? So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, whatever I have said, اللہ تعالی ہمیں اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. واخر دعوانا ربنا آتنا اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. نعوذ بالله من جميع الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والعمل والفعل والنية إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنه للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنه للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا انك انت العزيز الحكيم. اللهم انا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. فاللهم خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.